In a tightening job market, businesses are transitioning to a more flexible, tech-driven culture. What is the impact of that new technology on employee engagement and productivity? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Charlie Turner from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. Wealthy Americans have found a way to manage their reputations, at least on the internet. They're paying thousands of dollars to a company that uses various methods to make their clients look better online. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Levy will join us to explain. But first, let's check some tech headlines. Netflix says 90% of its subscriber growth is coming from its international operations as the U.S. market matures. It comes at a time when Netflix is facing unprecedented competition. Latin America, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa are Netflix's fastest-growing regions in terms of number of subscribers, the company said in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing Monday. The Asia-Pacific region has seen the largest percentage increase, but the customer base there is still relatively small. Intel is expanding its reach into artificial intelligence even further by acquiring the Israeli chipmaking startup Habana Labs for $2 billion. Intel's continued push into AI as part of its broader strategy of going after new computing markets, rather than maintaining its dominant market share in processing chips. Even before the deal, Intel said it expected to generate over $3.5 billion in AI-related sales this year. That's a 20% increase from last year. And in a Wall Street Journal exclusive, Amazon is blocking third-party sellers from using FedEx Ground Delivery Network for Prime shipments. In an email sent to merchants on Sunday, Amazon said that FedEx's ground and home service performance had declined going into the final stretch of the holiday season. Amazon sellers will still be allowed to use the faster, more expensive express service. For its part, FedEx says the decision impacts a small number of shippers but could limit options for small businesses and that they're still on track to handle a record number of packages this holiday season.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. What kind of effect does new technology have on employee engagement and productivity? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Companies that embrace technology will be the ones to attract and retain the top talent. So with the ability to work from anywhere, barriers have become more fluid. But these experiences are also dependent on a great network that enables each employee to have the kind of experience that brings them back to work every day.
When there's news about a person or company, good, bad, or ugly, it usually ends up online. But new reporting from the Wall Street Journal shows that some of the wealthiest Americans have found a way to scrub their images online, getting rid of the bad stuff and replacing it with more flattering coverage. Reporter Rachel Levy of the Wall Street Journal joins us to explain. First of all, Rachel, how did you come across this story?
So I cover hedge funds for the Wall Street Journal, and I had been researching just one of the subjects that's actually in the story and started noticing some websites that drew my interest when I was looking on Google. And that's sort of how this began.
This led you to an Austin, Texas-based company called Status Labs. What exactly is the service that they're offering their clients?
So Status Labs is an online reputation management company. Their external lawyer sent us a letter indicating more about what they do and what they told us and what we put in our story is that a single false accusation can cause permanent damage to a person or a company's hard-earned reputation. This imbalance of power has made the first page of Google the first and oftentimes the last impression for individuals and companies. The lawyer continued on to tell us that 55 Status Labs employees use, quote, a variety of proprietary methods, which are always evolving, to help clients disseminate positive and truthful information about themselves online.
The first part of your story deals with Jacob Gottlieb, who is a hedge fund manager. He has used the services of Status Labs to scrub his image.
Jacob Gottlieb ran a large hedge fund called Visium Asset Management. A few years ago, it had several issues that came up. One of its money managers was accused of insider trading and died by suicide a few days after he was charged. Mr. Gottlieb's former brother-in-law got into legal troubles as well, and his fund effectively was forced to shut down. About a year ago, or a little more than a year ago, he was considering raising money again for a hedge fund. And my understanding is that last year he also hired this reputation company, Status Labs.
And he paid thousands of dollars to do this.
Correct.
Did it work as far as Gottlieb's attempt to rehabilitate his reputation?
Several websites featured Mr. Gottlieb after he hired Status Labs. So if you would search for his name on Google, you would come across these websites that appeared like news outlets but were not actual news outlets. Google News in particular was featuring several of these websites until I called and asked about them.
And Google News took them down.
They said that several of these websites didn't meet its standards over transparency.
And he also tried to rehabilitate his image, you know, in the form of highlighting his donations, his philanthropy.
Correct. So several of these articles, when you read through them, the bulk of them, they were overwhelmingly positive and flattering. They would tout his investment acumen, his charity. And in one case I found on a website called Medical Daily Times, it said that he had donated to an initiative at NYU. When I called NYU, they said that he actually hadn't donated to that initiative, though he had donated to other initiatives at the school. But interestingly, when you called that website, a pizzeria in Toronto was the number that picked up.
That's funny. Pizzeria in Toronto.
Yeah. And then the author of that particular article had a photo that was actually of a Canadian theater actor. And then when I tried to reach the Canadian theater actor, his publicist told me that he had no idea his photo was being used in this way.
Rachel, talk about WikiPR, which was started by Status Labs co-founders, because that figures into this as well.
So the co-founders of Status Labs ran a company called WikiPR, which was banned effectively by Wikipedia, by the organization that is overseeing Wikipedia several years ago. And going forward to today, Status Labs, one of the services that they apparently have provided to some of their clients is Wikipedia edits. Now, that's not problematic necessarily on its own.
But you can't go in there without their permission, can you?
Well, in theory, Wikipedia is a free encyclopedia, so I could create an account and edit it. But I have to disclose. Wikipedia wants me to disclose if I am working on behalf of somebody. If somebody is paying me to edit their page, I am supposed to, under Wikipedia's rules, to disclose that.
What were some other more notable clients of theirs? Some fairly familiar names here.
According to my reporting, Status Labs provided services to several notable people or companies. One of them is now Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. There's another large hedge fund called Citadel. It's a massive hedge fund on Wall Street. Received Wikipedia edits. And
also the owner of Theranos, the defunct company?
Well, Theranos, the company.
Rachel, have you had any responses from the people that you reported on in your story, namely Jacob Gottlieb, Betsy DeVos, or Theranos?
So Jacob Gottlieb, when I asked him about Status Labs, he said that he hired them to help him launch his new venture. And then in relation to, generally speaking, but also to the website that featured information about him, about the NYU donation that wasn't accurate, he told me nobody would make an investment based on a no-name online blog, although he did say that it's helped his reception on Tinder, the dating app. Betsy DeVos, I didn't get to speak with her, but her spokesperson at the education department said that it doesn't sound like the department or the secretary have a relationship with Status Labs and didn't respond to other questions that I sent. And as for Theranos, I tried reaching Elizabeth Holmes' attorney, as well as other attorneys, and I could not reach them.
What's the bigger picture here, Rachel? In the age of disinformation, you know, this is a story about manipulating Google's algorithms and Wikipedia entries and essentially getting away with it despite regulatory scrutiny. What's your biggest takeaway from this story?
My biggest takeaway is that despite many efforts to make it easier for us to find information online and reputable information online, there are still ways for websites that can masquerade as news outlets to appear online, avoid Google's detection, even appear on Google News, which is a source of information for many Americans. And yeah, I think it raises a lot of questions.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Levy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.